Hey y'all, welcome back to Let's Talk Sis.
Hey.
Hello.
My name is Tamika, I'm your host. I am here ready to talk about some really good stuff. I have my sisters with me. I have Trenise, who my row dog. Right, go ahead and introduce yourself, sis.
I'm Trenise Miller on Facebook, also known as Bossy the BBW doll. Yes, I am her sister. People look for me, they look for Tamika, they see Tamika, they look for me. But what's up, y'all?
I also have my sister Lacey in the house.
I'm Lacey January, Lacey January on Facebook, last underscore name underscore January on Insta. And I love both
these ladies. Yes. Get you some.
All love.
Okay, get you some. But I asked these two to be on this show today because we are going to talk about supporting each other in the Black community. Mm-hmm. And I will say these two ladies I've known for not even 2 years, I don't think.
It's been two?
No, yep. 2 years with you. That's mm-hmm. 2018, so a little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. But Lacey, I think I've been knowing you, what, a year, year and a half?
Possibly so.
I say supporting, I can say boo, they supporting. They be like, which boo we going? Which way? Up, left, right. I be like, okay, hold on. I just said boo. We ain't ready yet.
Make it public, sis. I'm trying to share.
Right. She's trying to share the boo, right? So, but I wanted to talk today about supporting us because, you know, I posed a question on Facebook. Do you think that we support each other in the community? And if not, why? And if so, why? What have you seen? And so I've gotten some answers that I will go ahead and talk about from my post. Mm-hmm. But what do y'all think? Do you think that as a whole, not just what you do and not just what the people mm-hmm. that are connected to you do, because if you support, then people that are connected mm-hmm. to you are going to support. You are, you know, mm-hmm. it's the law of the harvest. We reap what we sow, right? Mm-hmm. So if we sow that out there, of course we're going to reap it.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just talking about what y'all see when we're out in the community. Do you see that the majority of us are supporting each other?
Nope. I don't. Like, I saw a post today, it said your friend could be selling a bottle of water for $1. You'll go buy that $2 bottle of water from somewhere else, but because your friend didn't sell it to you for 50 cents, you won't buy it from
him. Oh, that's kind of deep. Listen, friend, if you sell that bottle for $5, guess what, boo-boo? I'm going to probably ask you, sis, why is $5? Right? But I will buy that because just to support. I the other day, so I broke my ankle like 3 years ago, and I don't wear heels anymore. And one of my friends is making the heels with the furry. Remember the heels with the furry stuff on it? Mm-hmm. And she brought it over there. And it was funny because my daughter said, Mama, you don't even wear heels. That's not the point. Listen, I'm going to support. Maybe I'm going to put mm-hmm. my foot in there and look cute. I might take mm-hmm. a little picture or something. Mm-hmm. But I just support her, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Lacey?
I think that the support is delayed. Mm-hmm. I think that there is support, but I think that the support is delayed. Meaning, when people first get their businesses started, no one is liking, no one is sharing, nothing like that. But if a celebrity wears their stuff, mm-hmm. or if they make it on the news, or if Sister so-and-so gets it, then all of a sudden everybody jumps on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. So I would love to see that initial support from the beginning, mm-hmm. not just, oh, you made it a little bit, let me go ahead and try to like you. And even if I don't support you, I'm going to send you at least five somebody people that are going to buy your $30,000 foot scrub.
That I care.
You know? And they will be for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we all know Lacey will share. Yep. Lacey will dig back in the crates and be like, sis, where did you get that from? She'd be like, because that one time 5,000 years ago that I supported at Let's Go Sis, I'd be like,
tag her.
But I think I like how you said delayed. I have found that does happen. Like, you, mm-hmm. you start something and you get so discouraged because you be like, I just knew my best friend was going to do that. I just knew mm-hmm. my sister was going to do that. I just knew somebody was going to support. And it'd be somebody way over there, but then eventually mm-hmm. people catch up.
Mm-hmm. You get more support from strangers.
You do, and that's kind
of faster, more support than you do from the people you know, your regulars, the people that see you, mm-hmm. people that live in your home. You get support faster from the people outside of your network.
And that's kind of, but that's kind of sad that has to happen that way.
Yeah.
You know, we have to start, we have, the village has been broken down, yeah. right? And we have to start to build those pieces back up. We got to first lay that on a firm foundation. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that we're we're doing that. And I hear y'all, and you said no quick, sis. You said no, they not supporting. And I do think, and I'm not trying to be negative or anything like that, we would see a better support system if we were supporting. Yeah. We should not be struggling. Do you know that we spend most of the dollars in this country?
Yeah.
But we'll go over here to Walmart. We don't never ask Walmart about a discount. Yeah. We don't ask them about who made this, where they get it from. We don't turn our nose up looking at it. But soon as I offer something as your sister, you be like, where she get that from? What if it break? And I always tell people, I got the same policy that anybody else have. If you buy an outfit from me and it rips in the first time you wore it or you found a hole, come bring it back and exchange it.
Right.
Like, isn't that what you would normally do?
I don't know. They're going to go in the group. Blast so-and-so. Cancel so-and-so. And woo, it's too much.
Girl, and them Phoenix. Okay, I ain't going to talk about y'all Phoenix. Phoenix, what is it? Phoenix Hair, MUA.
Listen.
I be so mad. Now, I believe in, me and my other sister was talking, and I believe in, you know, we need to have a better business bureau in the Black community.
Yeah.
We cannot keep saying that, I don't want to put them on blast. I'm not putting you on blast. I'm simply saying all of us has had these bad experiences. Now, me for one, I'm a be in your inbox, at your store, back wherever, and I'm going to say, hey, did you think about this?
Yeah.
And this is what I found, that this is happening. I'm just telling you to give you some positive feedback or some constructive criticism so that we can, you when you sell this product to the next person, right. And as I'm a business owner, so as a business owner, please come tell me if my product is faulty.
Yeah,
because I might not know. I didn't wear it. I didn't put it on. I didn't do that. And you come tell me and then we can fix it. However, there's some real people in here scamming us.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah.
And our thought is, well, I'm telling you, Lacey, don't you get on Facebook and see somebody say. You say, I'm going to go get my hair done from over here. And I done seen them mess up a couple of my sisters. Now, I'm not going to get on Facebook and say nothing. I'm going to get right in your inbox and be like, sis, I don't know about that. I don't know about that one. But we do need to start supporting people better than we do.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, I went back yesterday and I've said this on every single podcast. Y'all going to have to listen to it. Subscribe. Let's talk, sis. On Facebook, but on YouTube. But what we need to start doing is we just got to support people better. I'm pulling this stuff up, but
that's like for shows and stuff. I see people have, I'll buy a few tickets.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I can't go. I'll message the host like, look, I can't go, but donate my ticket to somebody who might have wanted to come.
You have done that before. Yeah.
And they can't come. Yeah, I've done it with you. Sent my ticket. I've done it with a few other people.
Raffle it off.
Donate.
You will raffle something. Right. I'll be like, this girl, how many raffles we gonna have?
Right.
But I did some little bit of research, and I was... I've been talking about the Willie Lynch letter, and I had to read it again just because I think I'm gonna talk about it. Until we get into a place where we're not plagued anymore by the letter he wrote to the slave owners to plague us, I'm going to continue to put it in your face. Because I keep saying this, I refuse to be that one, right? I refuse. Like, what? Because we're still in slavery. We're still in slavery as long as we're allowing the effects of slavery to affect us. So we're in a mental slavery, but we don't know it. Listen to what he said. I ain't even going to read the stuff he said before and after. If you take a slave... If you teach him all about your language, he will know all your secrets and he is then no more slave, for you can't fool him any longer. And being a fool is one of the basic ingredients of incidents to the maintenance of a slavery system. Now, listen, I love y'all before I say this, but we be so ignorant sometimes and we won't gain knowledge. What we will do is we will run with knowledge. We will run with an untruth. Didn't research it. Didn't think about it.
Somebody told something.
We'd be like,
shared it a million times.
Right. And we didn't. And so what originally he was talking about is taking our particular language from us, which makes you take away our thoughts. Right. And so what I was thinking about is that, man, there's so much information that we'll take on the Black tax. They'd be like, we're not going to buy that because they got a Black tax. Now, however, some of y'all got Black tax. But what people have to understand, if you go to Walmart and they buy this stuff for 2 cents and I buy the same thing and I can't buy as much as them, I have to charge you what it makes sense for me to make a profit. Right. So it's so many people out here unknowing passing information, because not one of them went to remember anything about supply and demand. Let's just go on here. Okay, I ain't gonna teach right now.
I think too, it's good that you said that too, because for me, I don't mind paying a higher price for something from a smaller business, because I know that, now I don't know your personal business, but I know that you're going to use that for your family, your this, your that, the growth of your business. Now, with Walmart, I don't know who that money go to. That's just money spent in the air because it's something that I needed. But if I can buy something from someone in my community and recycle the dollar, then for me, that's a win.
But even with Tamika, how many times you got something from her and you left with more than what you came to get and more than what you paid for?
Period. And a couple of tears.
Right.
Because she will speak to your soul.
You get a whole lesson with this. Right. You get somebody that dressed you right. Nah, sis, that ain't true. Let's try something.
Yeah, let's go. Please.
Right.
I was saying that in my first episode. I was like, who let they sister go out looking like that? And people be mad at me because I say something. And I'm not saying something because I want to, like, tear you down or nothing like that. But if I saw it, that's just like how many times you see somebody come out the bathroom with their dress and tuck in their undergarments.
Yep.
Right? And people won't say nothing. I'd be like, I race you down and I don't even know you. It's this. You know you.
Yeah,
get right. that on, get that together, and that is what we're supposed to do, to uplift each other. I think that we glorify these things like side chicks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now look, sis, don't you know what that hurt feel like? So why would I ever put my other sister in that? And that's part of support. When we thinking of supporting, we thinking about people that just have businesses and we're supporting them. But supporting is supporting the whole thing, the whole body, the whole everything, your mind, your supporting, protecting and supporting your heart and your. I will never mess with somebody else's man. And I know it. But that doesn't, I mean, really, you don't, like, why? Why? You can have your own. And that's another mindset that they have broken down, that we're nothing. We're not, what is it? We're less than. And I for one, we ain't less than, right? And so we can have our own, and whatever it is you want to have, you can have that thing. So I wanted to share a few things. Let me, come on, because he said something else in here. I was like, look, and I always told y'all, he told us to, I'm going to read the actual words from the William Lynch letter. The black slaves, after receiving these indoctrines, shall carry on, okay, y'all see me, and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. What self-fulfilling and self-generating, the BS that you put in me, and that's what's happening. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male versus the young black male, the young black male against the old black male. You must use the dark-skinned slaves versus the light-skinned slaves, and the light-skinned slaves versus the dark-skinned. You must use the female versus the male and the male versus the female. You may also have white servants and overseers who distrust all blacks, but it is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on you. Why? So what will happen is, we'll go to the white man and trust all his products.
I'm depending on the Lord.
And
mental slavery, I think it is all based around fear that you won't do well, fear that you won't succeed, fear that you can't have a successful family, fear that you, because I've seen a lot of self-sabotage.
But we have to understand where it derives from, though. It derives from these old slave mentalities that they put in us, and it's broken down all of the systems that we have. Keep them in slavery for hundreds, even thousands of years. We were 400 years out from slavery, and we're still going through the same thing over and over again. So what do you think that we can do? And while I'm pulling up some of the comments on Facebook, what do you think that we can do to not perpetuate these mindsets?
I think look within ourselves first and start fixing those things that, if any of those apply to us, start fixing them, working on them. How can I make this better? Then once I get myself in a place where I'm better, let me pass this knowledge down to my sister, my brother, and let me help them get on their feet and get better. That's like when, like, I know a lot of designers like you or people come to me, I had this idea, this and that. Girl, won't you do it like this and do it like that, do it like that. You know what? That helped me. Thank you.
And I don't feel no type of way, because I said last week, I said that, you know, your there's people that are connected to you. There's people that's connected to me. My purpose is my purpose. You can't take it from me. People say, so I was talking about how they say that people say you can, you know how you go to church and they, love church, hi. But they talk about how don't let nobody kill or steal your dreams or dream murderers. And no, they can be discouragers because you can't take something from me that God created me to do.
What God has for me is for me.
People always ask me, you always doing something and how you just, I just walk out. Because he said he bared him to the, he said, come here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk right on that water. I'm water walker. Come here. Mm-hmm. He said, come here. I'm going to come. Listen, and if I happen to hear it wrong, or if I happen to fall in the ditch, or if I happen to fall, all that matters if I get back up. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Then I'm successful because I got back up and I didn't let it defeat me. Yeah. Right? And so in the support system, though, if we start giving each other that hand up, and not that crab in the barrel mentality.
And keeping it all for, oh, no, I'm not going to share my idea with that person.
I tell y'all everything.
I do.
I think it's fear. I mean,
it is.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Yep. So I'm going to love on you. I'm going to have a sound mind. And I'm not going to be afraid to shine, but I'm also not going to be afraid to support your light.
Because you shine and don't dim my light. Right. That just makes my light shine bright like a diamond.
Period.
It just makes me shine brighter and brighter and brighter.
And we can both have the same product out. Let's help each other.
Yes. And my product don't never, even it could be the same product, but my product don't look like your product and your product don't look, be the same thing. But it just looked different when Lacey put it in her hair like that. I'm like, God. Right. Y'all, listen, we needed a whole video interview right now.
Last time, Trenice tied me up and I was looking beautiful. And this time I was like, okay, we're going to make it work today.
Girl, that is cute. I'm like,
oh, thank you. But
mine be slapped up there.
You look beautiful. But to speak to what you were saying, though, Tamika, I think what makes you different, though, is that you're genuine. And that's what's lacking. Some people say like, oh, I want to help people and I want to, and their heart is not really in it, and maybe it was just nice to say at the time. You know what I'm saying? But I know right now I can hit up Tamika in the middle of the night, hey, so or, you know, or ask a question or say, hey, you should do an event here, or hey, whatever, you know, anything, and she will genuinely respond and say, oh no, that ain't gonna work for me.
Or
that will completely work for me. Let me go ahead and put that on the board, sis, because you know I got X, Y, and Z going on, and you know.
It's interesting because
so
I do help people start their businesses too. You know, I don't know if y'all see. I don't promote a lot of stuff. I just fall into it. That's how God works. Like I don't. There's a lot of stuff that I do, and people really think I just sell clothes. That's really what they think. If people don't know me, they think I just sell clothes. Don't. You do know me, but I do business
coaching.
Like I
said, get you some.
I do motivational speaking. Yep. I help people start their business. I'm training. You know, I do a lot of things. And
CPR, first aid, all of that.
Back to school, backpack drives for the kids.
See what I'm
everything.
Talking about? Support. It's not about. I think that in all cases we have to be genuine. In some cases where people look like they're not is because they're not. Yeah. And they don't know how to, sometimes we just don't know how to say what's real and what's not real. I'm so glad my mama Johnny Howell raised me, because she was always right is right and wrong is wrong. Mm-hmm. And just be you, right? Yeah. And so people always ask me, I remember my old pastor used to say, why you don't never say yes? I said, because the answer isn't yes. Like, well, I'm going to say yes, and the answer is, she said, but you have to say yes to your pastor. I said, well, no disrespect, pastor, but why would I say yes, and I know I'm not going to do that?
You got to say yes to yourself first, because if it's not in you, then it's not in
you. I
got
to say yes to God. That's all.
Yeah. Say yes to God.
That part.
And that don't mean I got to go to 10,000 services a week, Lord. Nope. Please, Jesus.
You really don't have to go to any. I mean,
we're going
to
leave that alone.
As long as it's in your heart.
So, let's talk about this real quick, and then we're going to get into the other stuff that we want to talk to Lacey about today. But here were some of the responses. So let me read my question. It was this: do you think we support each other in our community? Why or why not? And if not, what's the issue and how can we start to? And one person said, although I think we have made strides, my answer is no. There is a lack of trust, no respect, no unity, and conditioning from slavery that we have to deal with first. No, we already talked about that. And then somebody said, I agree with the above. I also believe many within the Black community do not trust the professional expertise of their fellow brothers.
but particularly their sisters. That's just sad.
Yeah.
Many would rather seek out a white counterpart or black male. It's unfortunate because so many have so much to offer that we can help us grow and be successful. So for me, y'all know that it started with the Let's Go Sis movement, mm-hmm. you know, where we are coming in our community and we want to connect and link arms, mm-hmm. right? But it's sad that people don't trust. I've been training for almost 20 years, 20 whole year, 18 years I've been training. I remember someone seeking me to get my business, and I said, okay, I'm going to send my staff such and such. She said, I don't know them. How do I know they're going to do what they're supposed to do? I said, well, do you call the other companies and say that same thing? I would appreciate if you don't do that to me. Now, mm-hmm. however, you can say, I really wanted you to teach because I like how you teach, and that's different than
right.
you can't send your staff because I don't know who they are. You don't mm-hmm. think that I did the exact same thing? Also, I have another person that I hired, and they said, oh, you professional. I said, this is a professional building. Got EIN numbers, filed taxes and everything. Yeah. What did you expect me?
And they weren't expecting it from you.
Yeah.
Run me your social security number and your date of birth so I can take that. Well, I'm not comfortable with giving you that. What job do you ever go to and you don't mm-hmm. give them your social security mm-hmm. number and your date mm-hmm. of birth, right?
Exactly.
So we don't trust each other. But that's, again, we need to understand. But they broke down the trust in the system because they separated us so that we couldn't trust each mm-hmm. other.
Yeah.
And we're still striving to get that thing back.
There's
right.
strength in numbers, right. though, and I wish that people would realize that there is strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. If we all trended towards one person's business and helped them flourish, we can do that for the next business.
And
the
just
next
keep business, doing,
within yeah. the community, because XYZ is still going to be sold at a higher price from a different person,
right.
but we can recycle the dollar.
And two extra dollars ain't going to kill me.
Nope.
No.
We need to stop with that. I'm not going to read all of them, but the last, the one that I, that's a couple of them said something like, I'm really only concerned with myself. And I said, that's the problem, though, that we're yeah. really only concerned with ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to get to the place where we're concerned with everybody as a whole in everything that we do. Mm-hmm. I say this all the time. We're losing all day.
Yeah.
We're losing all day. Mm-hmm. And I had a sister tell me, well, I'm not losing. I said, so Tamika, I don't consider myself losing either. However, I don't consider myself being in a slavery mindset either. Mm-hmm. I pay attention and I make sure. Now, I got some things that affect me, right? And I have to continue to work on those things that, you know, like, you know, we say, anybody in our business, you know, mm-hmm. that was a slavery thing. We had to be private, right? And everything's yeah. private. And I'm not saying just put your business out there, but some things we need to talk to somebody about. Mm-hmm. We need to go to the psychiatrist. We yeah. need to go to the... We need to sometimes be admitted to the hospital, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. we need to get ourselves fixed. And we've been told to hide all of our issues mm-hmm. for so long mm-hmm. that people are snapping. People yeah. are snapping. Things are happening. I said on my first show, and I'm not at liberty to discuss the details, but one of my friends is in prison right now. Well, I'll say jail because mm-hmm. she hasn't been sentenced. And I feel like she snapped. Right.
Yeah.
And so last week we talked about mental health. We got to be we are in a place where we're not doing our de-stressors.
Yeah.
So the mental health stuff that we probably already had, the PTSD that we've been already living in, and the mm-hmm. trauma we've already been living in, and saying we're good because we're programmed to say, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. The black women has to be so strong. I'm good. I'm not good, sis. Sis, I'm not. Trenice, no, I'll call. I say this on every show because I want y'all to know. I'll call and be like, girl, I done vented for about 50 minutes. She ain't got not one word in. She be like, oh. She said, mm-hmm. I'm like, you don't have nothing to say, right? And she just say, and then at the end she says, so what you gonna do? And then she riding with whatever I want to do. Whether I'm staying or going, I'm up or down. She got her shoes on, tied up, and she in the car with the keys. Like,
sometimes people just need somebody to listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all it takes. They need somebody to vent to who they can trust and not go run to tell their business to the next person.
Because
mm-hmm. your friend that ain't my friend shouldn't be knowing my business that me and you talking about.
That's mm-hmm. true.
And you need to have people in your corner that you can vent and go to.
And I think someone venting to someone is not tea. That's not the tea
right.
on somebody. That's not the that's somebody who came
out
to you
for help.
Vulnerable. Yeah, like that's not the tea.
And so what I always tell people is I don't talk about people. I don't talk about people. You will hear me talk to you about something that person did to me. And at that time, that's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just coming to say, let me tell you about Lacey. all the time. We ain't gonna, talk. But that's if I do come and say something to you about that, it's not about me talking about Lacey. Mm-hmm. It's about me telling you how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll, and I get it out so that I can come and be respectful when I'm talking to you. Cause mm-hmm. I'm just gonna be real with y'all. My first thoughts don't be very respectful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know how y'all act. When you get mad, you operating in your emotion and you have that one person you can go to and say, girl, let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
And that it ain't gonna ever go anywhere else because I trust that person. Now there's some people that I'm not gonna go that I still call sis.
Yeah.
That I know not to go to sis and say nothing to sis.
Yeah.
Y'all have them sisses in there, y'all know. But what can we do so we can wrap this part up? What can we do to support? What do you think we can do to support people better? I heard you say listen when they come and vent. I think that's one part of our support system. But what else could we do to support people?
Stop living in fear. Stop living in fear that you might not amount to what you want to be because you see somebody else shining. Stop comparing yourself.
And
comparison.
You don't
want to
share
because
you're scared they're going to make more money than you.
Exactly.
Do what you do. Right.
And I said, it's funny you say that, and I'll let you continue, but I wrote on my paper, remove the competition.
Right. Yeah.
We got to remove that it, we're not, it's not a competition at all.
Yeah.
I'm not. Now,
you should
not
only compete with yourself, though, and that's what I do with myself. I look in the mirror, hey. Girl, you're going to be better tomorrow.
Exactly.
You're going to get better next month. You're going to get better, Because I don't really have a lane. I'm like, I'm an as-needed individual.
Multi-talented.
When God let his angels loose, I was an as-needed. So if there's a position or something where I can help or I can, help you progress or help myself progress or whatever, then I'm going to do it. And I think people are trying to stick themselves in one lane, and that's even closing them down, too. Because, Tamika, if you only sold clothes, I would be a little hurt. I kind of like all the other stuff that you got going on. If Trenice was only just a model, I'd be a little sad. She's very positive. She left a smile on my smile thread that literally lifted me. It's okay. It's okay to do more than one thing, and it's okay to stop living in fear. Fear of yourself.
It's okay to have fun. It's okay to be goofy sometimes. It's okay to smile. It's okay to cry. It's okay not to have a glamorous picture one day. This is how I look. I ain't no makeup on. You take me like this.
I think it's okay to live your best life, and that's how we're going to kind of talk about in the next segment. But I do think that some other things we can do is share people's posts. We can give an encouraging word. We can link people with each other. That's Lacey's thing. Lacey be like, hold on. I don't know, but I got somebody. I be like, who don't you know?
I can't do this for you, but I got somebody. I'm going to send them your information.
It might take her 10 days to come back. But she gonna come.
It will be completed. And when it's completed, I'm going to share it.
Right. But encourage each other. Speak positivity into each other. Don't compete with each other. Just love on each other.
And it's okay to sow seeds. Even if you don't want to buy anything from that person's business, it is okay to say, hey, here's $5 on your business. I'm just sowing a seed. I don't know if it can help. Here's 99 cents. Here's $1,000. Whatever you feel led to, They're not scared to ask for it in the church. So I feel like, why are we scared to do that for each other?
Somehow I want to take a handout. Yes. I take them. What y'all going to do? But I used to be like that, so I remember that. So we're going to shift. We're going to shift into talking about, I've been speaking a lot about the Willie Lynch letter and talking about some of the things that are going on in the world right now. And as y'all know, that we are dealing with a lot of social injustices in our community. We are dealing with, our brothers are getting shot and killed or, like I said last week, taken into handcuffs and not getting out for simple offenses that most people would probably not even go in for. So I am going to talk about some of those things and just what do you think about the social injustice that's happening, Trenice?
It's become so overwhelming. I had to post a prayer the other day, like, Lord, please protect my eyes and my heart and my spirit, because depression is real. It's so much negativity and racism and all of that going on, and intaking it. It weighs down on you. Even if it doesn't mess with you personally, you know somebody that it messed with. and just to see it, like, man, that was close to home. Man, I know that person, or I know somebody who went through that. Oh, that's my friend's friend. It still affects you, even if it doesn't affect you in the first person.
Especially when it's on all platforms. Yes. Facebook, Instagram, the news, it. The, you know, just, it's everywhere.
You can't get away
from it. And then that's what you feed your spirit.
Yep, and that's why I had to make that prayer, like, protect my spirit, because this is a lot. And I feel like it's only going to get worse right now. I think it's going to get worse before it get better.
I speak healing over everything. Yes. Because even though it has to get worse, before it has to get better, I think that there will be some healing. And I am proud of the generation that is not going. Mm-hmm. I may not be out there, you know, doing a little extra, extra, set stuff on fire, but a little part of me is like, you know what? Yeah.
Listen, I was about to like contradict that, but I mean, like on God, a little of me is like, do something. And because I tell people Luton and Ryan and all that is just the voice of the unheard. That's it. If y'all would, if we try to come to y'all peacefully and stuff, y'all don't want peace. Right. So I'm with the no justice, no peace. I don't feel it makes any sense to just burn stuff down. However.
Right.
I don't want to tell nobody, however, but I feel it. Like, there's, like, it should not be any reason why we can't be in this world living our best life. So, listen, so, Lacey's boo thing.
Mellow, follow him, J Mellow Music, all platforms.
Oh, wait, we gonna introduce her. We gonna let her introduce him in a minute. Told you she the supporter. You know she gonna support him. However, I was listening to the song, and you know, I'm a lyrical person. So, I can't just listen. I'd be like, wait, what that means? So I'm going to put just the chorus of the song. I'm going to get all emotional. Hold on.
I cried.
Listen, so we want to talk about Jake Blake, and we want to talk about the shooting that happens. And I want her boo thing just to sing the chorus. And then I want to just talk about that in a minute. But if you can introduce him and then talk about the recent shooting.
I thought you'd never ask.
I can't stand her.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please gather around for the number one R&B singer. You can't be taking over the show then. Excuse me, this is my man. The number one. Respectfully, no, the number one R&B singer, you guys. You already know J Mello. Okay, you can find him at J Mello Music on Instagram and J Mello Hooks on Facebook. But he has an anointing. So he has a gift, and I think that is what sets him apart. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we
going to
let him introduce himself first? He going
to
sing?
Yes, he can. I love him to life. I love him to life.
She running stuff now, y'all.
Well, I'm on now. You feel me? I'm here. I appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and lift it up. Oh, it do lift up easy. Okay, So this is J Mello. The song that y'all gonna be looking for is called BLM. It's Black Lives Matter. It's myself, including Mac the Pharaoh, Deli Every Day, and then it's
wasn't
OG Bookie. OG
Bookie
is on there too.
OG, he been in the field a minute, yeah, a doing music before people was thinking about you and music in Phoenix.
I was grounded when he was still doing music. So just know how young I was when he started. But I'm going to sing a little bit of the song for y'all. It's like, where's the ribbon in the sky for our young, ain't no way we live to die for our young, because, oh Lord, just make a way. Can't live, can't die, can't breathe, ain't no playing. Cops and robbers in the middle of the street, no corner store, buy no Skittles or to sell me a CD. Cause that's right, Martin had a dream. Y'all look me up.
Right. Okay, now get out because you're messing with our girl talk. So, I'll just play it. I'll just play it. Thank you very much for that. Y'all look up the song BLM. We can find it on whatever his platforms are. I will.
All platforms. It's streaming on all platforms.
All platforms. Okay. Yeah. And Lacey gonna tag it on the video. But I do wanna say what God dropped in my spirit, because I was listening to Can't Live, Can't Die, Can't Breathe, and God said. He said, we can't live the life that I created you to live out of abundance, right? Yeah. And then he said, you can't die, because we got to be here to help our youth and to lead them, because they haven't been led. Mm-hmm. And then he said, and then you're not going to be able to breathe until that's done. And you, we can't exhale. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so deep. I don't know what you meant when you said it, but listen, this is what I got. You know, but think about it. We not living the life that God died for us to live. And that's not fair, man. Yeah. It's not fair. We can't die because, you know, I'd be like, just say, Lord, I'm ready to go now. Like, nobody got time for all of this. But what's going to happen to my children and their children? And y'all know, I think y'all know, I have kids and grandkids. Mm-hmm. And the way that they're going right now, I cannot on right now peacefully die.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely can't breathe because I feel like the walls that the enemy tries to build around me is closing in on y'all. Let me say y'all, but closing in on us because we're not in our rightful position. I've been saying on this show that we got to be ready to die for this. Yeah. Civil rights, 1960s. What have we done since then, though?
I think we need to recreate history as well, because it shouldn't be that Black history is just slavery. What happened to all the, you know, all the
stuff we created?
So I think us reinventing history and with the entrepreneurial mindset is something that is creating, you know, generational wealth and breaking the curse of I'm a slave in my mind and I'm never gonna be nothing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a slave. I don't know.
I'm just saying that is some of the mentality.
But we have. Man, it's just so much. I'm so excited about these podcasts that we are doing. I'm excited to bring. I want to bring y'all back and talk about this couple right here. Listen,
hashtag
you know,
the mellows.
You know what?
The mellows.
This is my the mellows. Hashtag. Let's talk. No, I'm just kidding. But I think that, you know, one of the things that we have to get together is all of our relationships together. Yeah. You know, and we have to start having positive relationships in our communities and ones where, you know, remember, my mom and dad been married almost 50 years. Mm-hmm. It's been a rocky road, but they stuck that thing out.
Yeah.
And we stay together for 50 seconds. Right. Yeah. And we don't stick it out because it don't feel good. Sometimes it don't feel good. Right. Yeah. And so even in any type of relationship, we have to go through the struggle. Yeah. Right. And we have to get to that. But because we have to get to setting a better mindset, a better foundation, a better role model, a better everything for these children that we support. And I appreciate this music because we have so much
garbage music.
I talked about WAP the first day that I did this episode. And listen, I'm not going to say I don't snap to some of them songs and stuff. I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is when I listen to the lyrical part of it, I have a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't want to teach my daughter about a WAP and thing in the back of her neck and all that. I don't want to teach her that. That's not what I want her to know. And we say, well, it's just music. No, it's just role models for us because we don't have role models.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we are putting that in somebody, right? And so as we are saying this stuff, so I have to be careful that the song that I listen to, right? Because now I'm me. I already know who I am. But these kids and some of these even young adults don't know who they are. Yeah. These older adults. And so they're listening to this music about shooting them up, bang, bang. So I said last week, we're shooting up bang banging and we're taking out all of the kings that are supposed to help us lead us into our destinies. And we don't, they're not, where are they at? They not know where to be.
Dead or in jail. Mm-hmm.
We got to change the mindset and it got to be everybody's problem. Mm-hmm. Everybody's problem. Everybody got to take the torch. We got to go way back, reach way back in the crates and get to our ancestors and what they were saying. And we got to come back to that because what we have done now is made it so that our kids, they have nothing in their brain. I hate to say that about my children, but I'd be like, what are y'all? Y'all don't have nothing in y'all. Nothing? These is my own personal kids, y'all. I was like, oh, no, we got to go back. We got to reach on back. We're going to have to turn off all the social media for now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they do. I'll keep mine on. But we got to do something so that that we are not, none of their actions was in vain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is Let's Talk Sis, y'all. I'm here with my sisters, Trenise.
Hey.
I'm here with Lacey and her man. Did we say his name? We said his name?
Yeah, he said he's halfway here.
He can't talk because this is Let's Talk Sis. So, but he is in there. When you see him, you see her. I tried to make them stay at home. That didn't happen, so I had to incorporate him in here. You know how she do. I mean, like, dang, I said, come over, sis. Right? So
I did say strength in numbers.
I apologize, ladies. I just came
further. No,
you
fine.
Yeah, you appreciate it.
You fine.
Very much.
But I hope y'all tune in. I hope y'all are getting something. Please comment. Please share. Please subscribe. And if you feel like you have something to say, I'm one of them ones, you can reach out to me and let's get you on this podcast, because I really think that we have a voice and we need to start using it. And it's too hot for me to be outside. I'm hot now, y'all. It's too hot. But this your girl, Tamika. Let's talk, sis, and we out this piece.
Bye.
See you later.